This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. In Tuscola County, the courthouse and clerk's office at 420 Court Street will be closed part of this coming Friday. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., those offices will be out of service due to training. The closures were approved by the State Court Administrator's Office, which oversees the operation of courts. The plan is to have those offices open again from about 3 to 4:30 so the public can conduct business before the weekend. Two 17-year-old males were hospitalized following a crash in Sanilac County early Monday morning after their pickup they were driving went airborne and hit two parked vehicles. The incident occurred around 3:17 a.m. on East Mortimer Line Road near South Lakeshore Road in Worth Township. According to authorities, the teen's Ford F-250 lost control, entered a ditch, struck a parked Ford C-Max, then went into an adjacent yard, hitting a Ford F-150, before going airborne and crashing into a tree. Fire and EMS crews treated both teens for non-life-threatening injuries and transported them to McLaren Port Huron Hospital for further care. Investigators believe speed, drugs, and alcohol may have contributed to the crash, which remains under investigation. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will meet at 8 a.m. Thursday, October 16th at Purdy Building in Carroll. County Controller Administrator Erica Dibbles expected to present long-awaited financial updates, including proposed budget amendments and journal entries, which could finally offer commissioners a clear view of Tuscola County's current fiscal standing. Commissioner Tom Bardwell has repeatedly voiced concern over the board's lack of current financial information, having been the only member consistently requesting updates. Other commissioners have not raised similar questions. In addition, Dibble will outline a timeline for the 2026 fiscal year budget process. A preliminary budget draft is set for review on October 27th, followed by departmental input through November 10th. The public hearing notice is scheduled for November 10th, with final budget review on December the 8th. The board's expected to hold a public hearing and adopt the 2026 budget on December 11th. Riding along
in my automobile. It's time for you to go to the mall. The Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2025 Buick Envista for $325 per month. You get heated seats and wheel, adaptive cruise, power seat, lane change, and cross-traffic alert, remote start, and more. All for only $325 a month. Or lease a 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab with four-wheel drive, with heated seats and wheel, power seats, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, 20-inch black rims, all-terrain tires, lane departure and lane keep assist, trailering package with brake controller, dual-zone climate control, and much more. All for only $325. Per month. Lease a 2026 GMC Terrain Elevation with heated seats and wheel, 15-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, blind zone, parking assist, cross-traffic alert, floor liners, and much more, all for just $395 a month. Don't wait. Take a trip to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. And for a limited time, GM is offering $500 bonus cash for qualifying buyers who sign up for a GM credit card. That's Buick. Exceptional by design at the Flannery Auto Mall and Flannery Auto Mall's GMC. We are professional grade. These deals are based on $2,000 down, 12,000 miles per year for a 36-month lease.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
Pentagon officials warned Moscow this week that Western allies are prepared to increase pressure if the Ukraine war drags on. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth spoke at a meeting in Brussels, vowing continued support for Kyiv. Germany also pledged another $500 million in defense aid, including air defense systems and precision artillery. The announcement follows new Russian offensive near Kharkiv. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is scheduled to meet President Trump in Washington next week. The talks may address U.S. approval of long-range missile transfers. And the European Union announced new sanctions on Belarus over alleged human rights abuses. The restrictions target senior officials and state-owned enterprises connected to political repression. Brussels said the action supports democratic movements inside Belarus. Minsk denounced the decision as external interference. Neighboring Poland and Lithuania have reinforced border patrols following the sanctions. Analysts say the European Union-Belarus relations have reached their lowest point in years. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.
ThumbNet.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNet.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNet.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNet.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNet.net, your guide to the Thumb.
And that's been your news for this hour. From Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.